March 29th, and it is with Mrs. Scobie, who came from Scotland. Mrs. Scobie, when did you come in to the Peace Country?
When did I come in?
Yeah.
Well, I landed at... Would I have to start from the right beginning, from landed in Edmonton?
Yeah, you can start right from the beginning if you would. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Start right when you came in, you say you came from Scotland and you came mm-hmm. direct to Edmonton. About what you did.
Because I stayed in the prairies for 2 weeks, and then I come from there to Edmonton the last day of June.
In what year?
That would be 22.
Mm-hmm.
Then I met my husband there. We got married by the Reverend Dr. McQueen. That was on a Friday. We stayed the weekend. Then we started out to Peace River. We landed there Monday. I think it was Monday. Yeah, either Monday or Tuesday. And at Spirit River. He had been in here at Plava, and he had things fixed up a little ways. And he came out and he had his team and a wagon. So of course we got in the stores there and groceries. Then we started on the, let's see, it was on the Tuesday, I think. And we come in by team in the wagon. To Rolla, that would be, we'd have, I think it's 2 days, 3 days, we landed at Rolla.
Mm-hmm.
The homestead. And then...
What was there at Rolla at this time?
Well, it was really the biggest town. See, there's not very, very little here. One or two Indian, what do you call them? Indians.
Yeah.
And Pooscoopy, I think they had just the government building, an English church, I think. But Lawler had two hotels. School and the store. I think it was Mr. Atkinson then was in the store.
Did you choose Rolla for any particular reason?
Well, I didn't. That was where my husband came and homestead in 12.
Mm-hmm. How much land did you have to start with?
A quarter. That'd be 150 acres.
And how well?
He farmed his brother's quarter also, east of ours.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't, I forget now, when he started to get some more land.
Was most of the land cleared, or what did it have?
No.
None of it?
Well, he had enough to prove up before he could get his patent.
Mm-hmm. How was the land cleared? How did he clear it?
Just by him and the next. These were the days, now I'm telling you.
Right. When you say you cleared them by hand with an axe, about how long would it take you to clear, say, an acre or something like this?
Of course, he had many. It must have been, I think, was it 30 or 50 acres they had to clear before they got the patent to see for the land. Well, that was on each quarter, as long as the size of the room. Then he started to cut some more brush north of the house, you see. Oh, I don't know. Because after we were in, over a couple of years or so, we would hire to help him. If we could get a young fella, he would come and cut brush there. And then as soon as we got caught, they had to haul it up to Spirit River. That was 85 miles.
How did they haul it, ma'am?
A wagon. Well, generally, we, if everything went right, 5.5 days, 5.5 to 6 days. And you had to have a good team at that.
Was there sort of a trail from Rawls to Spirit River? Sort of direct along the
No, they had to go down, east of town. Must have been 7 miles. Then they went down a big steep bank, down into the river. And you see, they had to wait till that was closed.
Mm-hmm.
And across, there was a stopping house at this side. They crossed over, then they went up the other side. And they always went like two parties, or three, and they had to put a team on the other side, four horses, pull up the slates.
Do you remember any incidents that happened, either tragic or such that you don't think would happen today in the same, under the same circumstances?
No, I can't. There's only one that I think of that I haven't heard them talk about. There was, this was in the spring there, and the ice was beginning to go. And one team went across, and he made it. And there was another team coming when they sent somebody in horseback. And he was coming straight across to the other stopping house. And a big clump of ice came down, hit the horse's feet. Horse went one way, and he went that. No. And of course, the ones on this side, they seen what happened. They run down because he'd always winter clothes on. And they called the horse, and the horse, they got him out. And finally, they got the young fellow out too. Otherwise, if there hadn't been quite a bunch that time, it was traveling. Well, I don't know for the horse, but the young fellow would have been gone.
I imagine that was always risky business, because you didn't necessarily know how thick the ice was and whatnot, and crossing a river with a team of horses on ice is almost as bad as a piece crossing on a Quaker, as the Quakers crossing the ice.
Yeah. That was the only one I can remember. There may have been some. Can't think of.
Did your husband and yourself build your own house and whatnot out of logs?
Oh yes, like the first time we had was logs, and then quite a few years after that we built a longer house. But the one that's on the homestead, my son, he has rather people there. To build a new one, because it water would be there.
What do you recall about the railroad? The fact that Rolla was once a big town, and now Dawson Creek is and all is gone.
Well, I think that was during the war, you see. When I came in, then the railway just come to Spirit River, Grand Prairie.
Mm-hmm.
And then from Grand Prairie to Hythe, it was there for a year or two. Then from Hythe up to Boston. During the war, they had to have some way of bringing them in. The men, soldiers, one thing or another, and training. And I think that's really why Dawson Creek grew there.
Rolla doesn't have any rail outlet now. Why? Granted, because of the soldiers and the war and whatnot, don't you think that the rail should have maybe gone to Rolla and leave Rolla as the main center?
Well, once upon a time, that was before, I think that was before, it started from Grand Prairie to Hythe.
Mm-hmm.
They had the railway, the rails laid, to come from Spirit River, maybe you don't know, so that's Saskatoon Creek, they come down. Well, that was where the town was going to be in the early days. And the line was laid so far out from Spirit River to there. How they crossed the river down by Bladens, I don't know. But there must have been going to be a railway bridge there. And whatever happened, I can't remember. Like, there had been a discussion somewhere. And when the line was lifted, they just proceeded to come from there. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. But some even think, the old timers yet, even think that would be more central. For them, no, and some.
Mm-hmm. Spirit River was a big town. In fact, it's a geographic central of the piece, and it was really mm-hmm. big when the railway came there. You know what sort of happened to it? Why it has mm-hmm. sort of died?
I don't know. No, I've have no connections. Mm-hmm. Like to.
Do you remember the explosion that took place in 1943? When the dynamite went off?
Some things I can remember, and other things, you know, I'll be 85 in July.
That's a long time. Mm-hmm. And you say that's 51 years or something? Mm-hmm. Why did you come over in the first place? What had you heard about the peace center?
Well, my husband was out here 10 years before I came home, and he came home. And we didn't know him just so well, but his two brothers learned the trade as blacksmiths in our little village home.
Do you have anything, do you feel that you regret the way your life was due to the hardships and the pioneer days and whatnot?
No.
Oh. You think
we just had a little shack to start with, but I don't know. I understand. Of course, in these days, things weren't, to my idea, weren't so expensive. And you hadn't the show to put on like what they have to do now.
This is true. Do you think that the children today are rather fortunate, living the way they are?
They are, but I don't think they accept it. Because
you don't think they appreciate it?
Well, yeah. Mm-hmm. I think the children then, they were more content, you know, with what the parents. They didn't growl about this, that, and the next thing. But they had to work the men in the early days, you know.
Oh, yeah.
More so, to my idea, than what they... well, they didn't have the money. See, that going that 85 miles, well, they didn't have, like, nice coats, these fur-lined coats and things like that, like what they have now. And they had to get out and walk, of course.
Where did you get your clothes? Where did people?
Eden's. I think it was Eden's we sent.
Most people in the area
yeah,
ordered.
They sent out.
Mm-hmm.
We got a catalog and they sent out.
How expensive were clothes?
Well, it wasn't here. So expensive as they are now.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we got lots of things sent from the old country. Especially all the kiddies' clothes.